We were starting in standing. Take a moment to feel your feet on the ground. There we go. And then now as you're standing, checking your contact of your feet, can you imagine from your right foot, travel up your leg and diagonally through your back and your trunk to your left shoulder? And then can you imagine from your left foot, travel up your leg and diagonally up to your right shoulder? There you go. Good. And how do you imagine that? And can you imagine that X in your back? Yeah. Very nice. And where are your shoulders in space? And what is your awareness of your back? Can you take a little walk? And does your back seem any awareness or involvement that you can observe in your back as you take a walk, how it travels up and supports one shoulder from the hips and then the other? I mean, what is, or the front of you, just the feeling of that. And then please come to lying down. And settle in, enjoy the floor, go into yourself, and check in about the kindness that you're going to bring yourself throughout the lesson. There can be sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes when a movement can be a little more challenging. And I think the best is to hear the movement and imagine it before going right into it. You know, I think that's the best thing to do. Just let yourself kind of soak it in. If we start really fast, those swift movements are just quickly trying to make something happen. Not quite sure if it's possible, but we're going to really take our time. Feel how your two shoulders are lying on the floor. Your pelvis, comparing the left and the right. And lying on the floor, can you imagine that diagonal from your right foot, travel up through your leg, through the pelvis, have your legs more spread, lying down, a little bit easier to have the legs spread, and do that. As you breathe softly in the background, feel the movement of your breath, and as the movement of your imagination travels, your breath supports you as you imagine traveling up through the right leg and side, cross to the from the right pelvis through the trunk to the left shoulder. And then from the left foot, your legs may be extra, spread extra, let's say it that way. I spread extra today. Extra for this moment than the usual lying. So it can sort of create that feeling of an X that we really have through our center. From the left foot up through the leg, through the left hip, diagonally through the trunk and to the right shoulder. And then feel how your head rests in the middle. And you take from the head that feeling of, ooh, the axis that goes down through the center, right through the center of the X you made. Where does that line, if you travel, you had a line come up through from the right foot to the left shoulder, and a line come up from the left shoulder to the left foot to the right shoulder. And then if you think of the round head and then an axis down through the middle of your back, where do those two lines cross as it travels down inside you? Can you imagine this? And now can you gently, and there are, I'm going to mention that there's different ways we're going to lift the arm. You're going to end up, I'll let you know first, with your arm forward, which is toward the ceiling. So of course, one way is to do it sort of what they often call a shotgun way straight. You can do that. But you also might want to, since you're just starting out in movement, to bend it a little bit, bend at the elbow, and have it work its way to being straight forward toward the ceiling. Kind of lift the hand and then the elbow, and then the right arm is straight toward the ceiling. Have it take its time getting there. That's it. And then when it is straightforward, you can feel how the right shoulder rests back in the floor. That's the shoulder blade resting back on the floor. And can you lift the arm, but think more of that you're lifting the shoulder blade. That you lift the shoulder blade forward. It's not really a lifting toward your head, but you're lifting it forward, which makes the arm a little longer. And then slowly bring it back and let it rest. Don't overdo it. So now do it a total. So now for the next few moments, we're going to do it a total of two times. So you only get to do two times. So you better slow down there. Slow down. Just two times. One, can you feel the shoulder blade? Can you feel the clavicle? Just that corner lift. Are you straight? Does the head want to turn? Can you really soften the neck and the head? And you slowly come back down with the shoulder blade like it's a piston, like your arm's in a tube. And you're breathing. If you felt anything near your neck or your head, it probably was kind of talking to it and moving it. And so you allow that to happen. Where can you let go as you reach the arm forward, which is, think of it more of, I'm going to lift my shoulder blade and the arm will just go that way. It kind of folds that upper corner of your shoulder, doesn't it? Kind of, it's a movement in your clavicle, your shoulder, your chest, and you reach a little bit. And does your head, You can roll your head toward the arm. That's one way. But if someone kept pulling on your arm, where would your head go? Would it fall back and maybe a little to the left? And then bring the shoulder blade back down and slowly lower the arm in any way that feels like it would feel good, like bending it and bringing that arm down to rest at your side. Lower the arm to rest at your side. Notice how is the arm lying in that shoulder any different from the other arm? Are your awareness of the shoulder blade? Roll the head gently, release any work through the neck. And then now, can you slowly lift the right arm again so that it's forward? And your legs are spread. Have your legs well spread there. That's right. And then now, instead of lifting toward the ceiling, you're going to lift the shoulder blade and have the right arm go toward, like you could think of it as your left pocket, you know, your left hip. That's a direction. It's not to arrive, okay? So it lifts and then it sinks. You feel that? So it's going towards your left hip. That's right. It lifts. And then it sinks a little bit. And whatever your head wants to do, can you allow it? But you don't bend the elbow. So maybe you go a couple inches, doesn't matter. You don't bend. If you hold your neck and head to resist it, of course, it will actually accomplish resisting it. So your chin might fall back up a little bit. You know, as your head falls back, your head may turn, but you're going just in the direction of the left hip as if you were going to go towards your left pocket. And be sure to come back. I could have presented something that's a little new. Could be a movement we haven't done before. So I'd really like you to just take your time and sort of and explore what that is, allowing the shoulder blade to do the movement, that your body's really resting, the rest of you. In your head, it gets maybe kind of pulled. Very nice. That's it. And then you bring down the arm and you rest. Have a really good rest there. And now leaving your right leg long, if it's okay, first bend your knee of your left leg. Bend the knee of your left leg. And I'll describe what we're going to do so you can have a little idea of it. That's it. Yeah. Can you lift the left leg in a way so it's somewhat in the direction of the ceiling, not powerfully, don't do it easy. And easy with the hamstring, you know, just do what's possible. And have the leg go in the direction of the right shoulder. Now, so it's not sideways, it's actually up and diagonal. It's the right shoulder that's different. Where's your right shoulder? Where is your right shoulder? Where is it? That's it. And if you need to bend your knee, if you could have your knee somewhat straight, that would be good. If it's too hard to have it all the way straight, then you can, if you have it bent, can you maintain the same amount that it's bent? So you're not bending it extra as it goes to the shoulder. Yeah. Yeah. Now, how's that working? Yeah. Bring down the leg and rest a moment, because that's kind of a new idea we haven't done. So it's like have a moment to explore this. Now, many of us are a little concerned that, ooh, I don't know if the hamstring can like lengthen in that way, but it's really not all about the hamstring. Not at all. You end up kind of lifting your left pelvis a little bit, the left side of your pelvis, your abdominals do some kind of work for that to happen. And it goes down in your back. So it's not just pulling the hamstring away from the sitting bone, but I mean, some of that happens, but the whole hip lift, remember how you lifted the shoulder blade? And now we have this little moment to lift the left hip. So bend the knee again, and let's try that again. See how that's going. So you bring the leg up somewhat straight as you can, forward toward the ceiling, whatever it can do. And so now think of lifting the left hip a little bit in order to have the leg sink a little bit toward the right shoulder. It's kind of a diagonal movement, isn't it? What do you feel in your back? What goes toward the floor as you do this? And you're breathing. Go easy. Really nice. That's really nice. Yeah. It starts moving the hip joint and the hip in order for the knee to go toward your, without bending necessarily anymore, but it goes in that direction. That's it. And then now rest your leg. Rest completely from the movements. Check in how you're doing. For yourself, that you've taken care of yourself. And now can you lift your right arm forward toward the ceiling and have lift the shoulder blade in such a way that you have the arm go toward the left hip, as if it's going toward the left pocket. And how's that going now? Is that a little different? So you notice it's not just to the left, it's kind of down and to the left. It's diagonal. You're breathing. Do you breathe out as you go? Don't strain. Don't strain. Don't do it powerfully. You go a little bit and you come back. Feel the shoulder lift from the floor. It's almost like you have to free it. And then so that the action's really happening in the upper quadrant of the right shoulder area. It's like a little corner has this movement. Yeah, that's it. And breathing softly. Feel what pushes into the floor. Does your head want to move? Do you feel something? Do you feel your arm push against your neck or your head or something pull there? Allow it to do what it does. Does it fall back? Does it start to kind of turn as if the chin goes away from the chest as you go that direction? Can you allow that? So you're not holding that. Just don't hold it fixed. Don't freeze it. That's it. And rest a moment. Rest. How's the arm lying on the floor? Your awareness of your shoulder blade, how it connects into the back. It's very carefully. And can you lift the right arm again? Except this time, actually, don't lift it, but place it somewhere where you can reach on your left hip. So actually place your arm, your hand, your right hand on your left hip. You know, there's the bone there, just wherever you can reach. Just kind of do what you can, you know. But do be reaching in a downward way. It's not to the side, but think of it as being down and somewhat straight. That's it. And then now, can you lift your shoulder? In fact, think of it this way. What if the arm was laying there and there was no way to move it except more from the source inside you, from the shoulder moving? Can it lengthen? When the shoulder lifts, the shoulder blade lifts, does it lengthen the right arm a little bit as if you wanted to slide your hand in your pocket? Breathing out, being soft. Don't freeze anywhere. Don't freeze your neck. Don't freeze your head, your other shoulder. Go very easy. So it doesn't go to the left. It's going down your leg. It's going into your pocket as if your pocket was in the front of your, on your left hip. So you're somewhere around the iliac crest there. And then when you lift the shoulder, it gets longer a little bit. That's it. Nice. And now do the same. Well, let's have a little rest from that. I think these movements deserve a lot of rest. And if I don't announce a rest and you think it's time you need one, then you just get that. You just take it. You just come back to it when you're ready. Listen for your inner voice that tells you when it's a good time to take a rest. You'll know. You'll know. Something feels a little uncomfortable, or you just pause. Breathe and rest. And now can you place your right hand on your left hip where you can reach, having it be long. Take your time to get there. Don't push it there fast. That's it. Easy. And if you have any special thing going on with you, be very careful. And then now as you lift or you slide your hand to be longer, which is going to come from the inside of you. It's going to come from further in the trunk and the shoulder. Can you slide it a little down? At the same time, you lift your head, probably in the same direction. And you can do the beginning of lifting your head if that doesn't feel possible. But it's through the chest that lifts the head and slides the hand. And then be sure to lay back down and rest. And through the chest, the folding of the arm, the shoulder, rather, the arm lengthening and the movement of the arm and the folding of the shoulder happen at the same time as the head lifts, and the head lifts at the same time as the shoulder goes down. You're breathing out and you come back and you rest. Really nice. And so now again, can you lift the left leg in the air and do the movement you did before, where you were going a bit in the direction of the right shoulder blade, helping with the pelvis and with the abdominal muscles. It's like you're pulling the pelvis a little bit so it lifts from the floor, so the left leg can lift and sink. It kind of lifts and sinks a little. So we can think lift and sink, not fully with the weight of it. Don't do more than is very comfortable. You stay very, not any straining, not powerful, because that's not good. So that would be with momentum. That's what Feldenkrais said. So that's not good. We want to make light movements with the leg. And now can you catch the left knee from behind with the right hand? That's it. That's it. And then can you make little circles? With the heel, so with the leg. That's it. So now leave that a second and rest. I'll come back to it. I'll completely let go. Feel the movement in your chest, the breath available. And now, can you lift the left leg toward the ceiling and gently make circles with the heel in no way that's uncomfortable, in every way that is comfortable. Yeah, and do you feel how the lifting of the pelvis, so it's not the knee circling, it's the whole leg. So the leg's almost straight, if it can be straight. It's the whole leg. If your leg isn't straight, keep it bent in the same place it's bent. So you're not moving the knee to open and close. You're really moving the whole leg as if it were straight. Slow down. There's no prize for getting more circles in less time. So slow down. Breathing. Do you feel how that lifting of the pelvis, even your hands sort of help on the ground a little? It's actually okay in this case because you're working your abdominals to move that leg. Can you make circles in the other direction? That's it. Easy. And rest. Not having them be so big that they strain through your back in any way. You wanted to learn, teach your back for this to be comfortable and not insist or demand anything through your back. And now can you lift the leg and grab hold of it with the right hand, and we'll do some circles with the help of the right hand. And you just hold where you can. Maybe you have to grab a little pants leg. But you lift the hips a little. But the arm is helping make the circles. And the shoulder folds and lifts off the floor in order to reach over there. That's it. And do you feel how your back makes certain circles? Then it kind of pulls, yeah. And can it help make circles in the other direction? You're breathing and not straining. That's it, and leave that and rest. Have a good pause. So the hand was helping it make those circles. That's it. And now can you bend the knee and bring it of the left leg, or bring the left leg in a comfortable way toward the ceiling, the foot toward the ceiling, the leg straight if it's possible, or coming towards straight, what it can do right now. And make the circles without the help of the hand. And how's that going? In one direction, a few circles by itself, in the other direction. Yeah. Really nice. And then leave that and rest. And as you're resting on the floor there, can you feel the connection between the right shoulder through your back and through the parts that are glued to the floor towards your left hip? What is that connection? From the shoulder blade, the shoulder, through the back. And sense the difference between the right and the left sides. And now could you lift your left arm toward the ceiling? Maybe begin just by lifting the left shoulder blade forward just toward the ceiling. Easy, and let it come back down. Just, it's a different direction than going toward the hip. Just a way to begin to feel the movement through the shoulder and the clavicle, and do this according to whatever is right for you now for this shoulder. You might have to, if we have to make changes for the movement for the shoulder, we'll do that. And then rest. I invite you to please do that. Maybe it's not. To ask the shoulder to improve, we don't want to go to where we're straining it or pulling it past what it's ready for. Actually, that's true for any part of us, but I mention it about the shoulder because of having the arm forward like that and we're doing a movement through the shoulder. So and now can you lift the left arm forward in the air again? And this half time have the shoulder blade lift. And the left hand sinks toward the right pocket. So you're lifting, think of it as lifting just like the corner, the left corner of the chest. So you can lengthen and move in the direction of the right pocket. And you do this, and your goal is only to feel more and more comfortable with the arm lowering and going toward the pocket. Lengthening, you lengthen along the back. And through the right hip, so that the movement will be just the chest, mostly the chest moving, that upper corner, it will soften and it will lengthen and it will enable this movement to happen. And pause. And now can you reach the left hand toward and rest it on the right hip somewhere, as if you were going to go into the right pocket. So on the right iliac crest or where it can reach, but it's just somewhat straight, somewhat. And can you lift through the shoulder to begin like sliding your hand into the pocket? So don't concentrate on making the arm go. instead have the focus be more on the movement through the shoulder blade that just moves the arm. And as you're moving through the shoulder and the softening in the chest, it's a folding and a movement of the clavicle. None of that is with strain. This could be a small movement. You're breathing. Let your attention wander a little through your self, through your body, through the regions. Like, oh, the neck could let go a little. Maybe I'm holding at the neck or the jaw, or even through the hip. And just do the idea of it. Stay in the idea of it. It isn't something to go that much distance. Just the quality, breathing, and rest the arm. With curiosity, feeling how it happens. So take a pause. That's it. What does it feel like on the front of your shoulder area, that front corner, you know, that's inside the ball of the shoulder and the clavicle and the whole kind of front there? How does the front of the left, how does it change its state of mind a little bit, as if it had a mind, with more awareness in the back on the upper left, the shoulder blade? Can they relate in a way that, oh, it opens up and rests in this big, expansive shoulder blade? Let that whole area rest on that shoulder blade. This is the back supporting you, supporting your arms, just supporting you, letting the front open. And on the right also, as it rests into the shoulder blades, freeing the breath there, that it can fold and soften, and then now it's open, moving with the breath. And then can you bring your right leg, you may bend it first or just find a nice way to have your right leg up in the air, so forward toward the ceiling with the knee, whatever amount of straight it can do. And again, if it needs to be bent, hold that amount that it's bent so you're not bending and unbending it. That really the whole knee and the whole heel move together. That's it. And then now, before we do the circles, let's have the leg go toward the left shoulder. So there's a little lift through the hip. Easy. What happens to your abdomen? And through your chest, does one shoulder want to come up and help? Really resting as you do, that's it. And breathing out. Really nice. And pause. And now can you lift the right leg toward the air again, the heel in the air? And now can you make the circles? Can they feel round? How do you do that? What happens in your abdomen to make the circle? And in your pelvis, going easy, breathing, keeping your knee, if it is bent, have it be the same amount of bent. And if you can have it be somewhat straight, that's good. You go toward being straight. But if it's not all the way straight, you're holding the same shape rather than bending and unbending it as it makes the circle. So it's a whole leg making the circle, the whole leg. The knee moves as well. And then a little bit in the other direction. And the pelvis can lift sometimes. You notice what's it like when it goes in that circle, like sort of toward the left shoulder. You feel how it lifts the pelvis a little bit. Let the pelvis lift. And you're not really pulling on the back of the legs as much as there's a pulling in or a contraction, a work through the middle of you, your center, your abdominals. And that's what controls the leg. Yeah. And leave that and rest. Yeah, get comfortable and Take advantage of the pause. Notice your breathing. And your legs are somewhat spread, and you lift the right leg again toward the air. And this time, can the left hand reach behind the knee and help it with the circles? And you can feel how it goes a little away from the shoulder and pulls out, and the shoulder folds as it helps this, so that the hand's helping with the circle, keeping the same shape, feeling what happens through your abdomen and on your back. Make sure if you're doing it and the hand can't quite reach, make sure the hand's helping. It's not hanging out there, but it's touching somewhere, helping to move your leg. Yeah. And slow down the circles. Maybe not so fast. For some of you, I can see just a little bit fast. Ah, it makes a difference. Yeah. It's very nice. Fully rest. Reading about why we rush through movements, thinking about that recently. Just as I was studying to write you all a little something, which will come. And then now, can you lift the left arm up in the air, we could say. That's it. Maybe I can have a little quote for you about this. And then now, can you bring the hand toward the left pocket, lifting the shoulder blade and going down toward the left hip? And how's that going? Is that any different than it was? Is there any more ease in that movement? Yeah, so you don't bend the elbow, just the whole arm goes and it goes back. It goes and it goes back. Easy, softly, softly. You're not waving hard. Don't drop it. Lift the shoulder blade and sink the arm. Lift the shoulder blade and then sink the arm toward the left pocket. No, not straight up and down to the ceiling, but you lift the shoulder blade and then go sink toward the left pocket. Do you see the lifting clears it? You know, you have to clear something to make a movement. If it's jammed against something hard, it can't move. You're kind of unhinging it. You go and you go back. You do not need to touch, because if the goal is to touch, you might bend the elbow, you might strain. It becomes everything important. So you gently lift the shoulder blade to free it and then sink the arm down to the left pocket. Do you see how that helps it? How is that going now? Is that any different than it was? And please take a rest. Take that good pause. Perhaps you notice a little. A little difference. Very nice. And then now, can you lift the left arm, but actually place it near the right pocket this time? And then this time, as you have the shoulder lift, the left shoulder lift, and help the arm slide down to the right pocket. You lift the head at the same time, breathing. Remember that learning, I'll say a quote from Feldenkrais, it's not the training of willpower, but the acquisition of the skill to inhibit the parasitic actions in order to have the ability to direct clear motivations as a result of self-knowledge. It's the self-knowledge that matters. So as you slide the hand toward the right pocket, you also lift the head and fold in the shoulder. And if it's not comfortable for you to lift the head, you can do the beginning of lifting the head. Give the idea of that as if everybody's going in direction of the right hip, that that's your only go. Breathing out, feeling what happens to your abdominals. Yeah, how that, yes. Really nice. And then rest. Have a pause. Feel your connection. Imagine the X now. From the left shoulder, how you're lying on the floor and how it touches. What's glued to the floor to give you this perception of left shoulder down through the back, touching to the right hip. And then from the right shoulder that we worked with more earlier, but there's the right shoulder through the back, how it's touching, and then to the left hip. Feeling that contact and that length. Resting and breathing. And now can you lift the two hands? I know you've already done so many movements. We may do a couple more and you're going to judge what's right for yourself. But can the two, if you're ready, can the two arms go forward toward the ceiling? And this time, can you, as they're standing like this, can you lift the right shoulder along with the head and go to the left side and you come back? And I'll help you with this. It might need a couple of descriptions to get it. And then you do the left arm and it lifts. But the two arms move together. They're kind of parallel to each other. They stay parallel. The other arm kind of follows, but it's the arm that's going toward it is the main one. But of course, the other, you really have to lift both shoulders, don't you? Yeah, you have to lift both shoulders as you go. But one is going to lift a little more than the other. So I don't care about the arm. You could lower your arm anytime towards your trunk, couldn't you? Yeah. You all can lower your arm. So let's rest a moment. We'll try that again. Okay. Interesting, huh? And I'll describe it a little bit. So you don't bend the arms because, you know, I am interested more in what happens through the trunk and the shoulders, and your whole motivation is the right hand going there. It kind of reminds me of like zombies are walking and they go over this way. The zombie arms go over that way. I don't know. I just got that image. So that it happens from the center of your you and the abdominals, you know. So go ahead and try that again. So the two arms in a way go toward the left, the two arms, and the left will lower because the whole shoulder girdle is turning that way. And then the right arm just tilts and makes a little bow to it, whatever you can do, and then come back and lay down and then go the other way. And then the left arm goes toward the left hip. Then you go the other way, which is the left arm goes toward the left hip, but they both go, you know, the two zombie arms, and you lift the head at the same time. And you lay back down. And it's nice. I see variations and I love to see that. Everyone taking care of themselves. Like if you can't lift, if it's not right for you to lift the head now, just that slight turning and going in that direction, you're organizing for it. Do you feel the abdominals in you organizing to go whoop? And turn, and whew, we go that way. There's an organization that happens, whether you do it or not. So don't worry about accomplishing a full movement. And do rest. Feel your arms on the ground. Let that go. Interesting, huh? Yeah. Very, very easy. That was great. You all are so willing to give things a try, you know, but I don't mean in a way that's forcing. You're just willing, well, I'll try that a little bit. I mean, I see everyone taking care of themselves. It's really great. Yeah. Yeah. So it's what we did before, only the other arm is up and moving. So the intention is you're really softening the four corners, you know, the two hips and the two shoulders in order for that movement to take place. And that's a lot of activity right in the middle of you for that to happen. It's mostly just the head and the shoulder girdle and the chest that change their shape that enables the arm to go down. Yeah. Now, putting the arms on either side of the body, can you lift the two legs in the air and spread the legs and try the same movement very easily? So it's the pelvis. You're not lifting the whole back, really. You're not. But the pelvis, and then one leg goes toward, you know, the opposite shoulder. You're going toward the shoulder. So the right leg is going toward. Yeah, but the two legs don't walk. They move together. The whole pelvis kind of turns to face the left leg toward the right shoulder. And then the whole pelvis turns. We're used to thinking of just the hip joint. But this is further up. This is your trunk mobilizing and organizing to move this pelvis. When do we do that? Maybe in walking, but we're not walking one leg at a time. You're turning and that one goes. So your back actually goes more into the floor, doesn't it, or parts of it. You know, you can use your hands for support. That's allowed. Can you feel how the hands sometimes might push down toward the floor? I mean, toward the floor. They're lying on the ground and they can help you with the movement and your breathing. And then the two legs turn and the one leg goes toward it, but you don't bend the knees. But you bring them down when you're ready. You don't bend the knees. Yeah, you keep the legs straight or you keep them in the same bend that they need to be in right now. That's a little different, right? It's through this inside and it turns. And you might find one's easier than the other. This really reveals some of our preferences, I found. And go ahead and rest. And also just doing one leg at a time reveals it. Like one leg was ready to make circles and go that way or at least better than the other. And the other one was like, I'm not sure what you're talking about. Don't be surprised if that happens. Because it's those imbalances that can actually be, I don't want to say completely at the heart of our difficulty, but they can be part of it and reveal it. Ooh, feel your breath. So it's interesting to have the legs not change shape in relation to the pelvis. The whole movement is really done in the pelvis and in the abdominal muscles. Relative to the chest, it's all about the organization of it. And can you go back to lifting the arms again and do the movement where you lift the head and the arms and the left going toward the left pocket and then the right and the chest lifts and then you go for, yeah, pay attention. And then now, if you'd like, can you try to pass from right to left without going down in the middle? So the arms kind of stay a bit down, and then they switch to the other side without going back down and laying your head down. Oh, how about that? That's using your abdominals. Yeah. Breathing. The whole zombie structure here we've created. This is, ooh, be a zombie. Yeah, that's it. two arms going down. So they're parallel to each other. The whole chest is moving, the whole shoulder girdle. That's it. And then rest. That was interesting, huh? When you feel the support inside your trunk, your abdominals, your back, and you feel the work that it's doing, which can almost feel tiring. And if you imagine how much we may not be doing that throughout the day and how unhappy the shoulders get, they're like, where is my support? Where's everybody else that is really the impetus, the root of the, you know, that it really comes from the center, and we don't have that and try to move the shoulders by themselves, they just get just really lonely and have to work really hard. Bringing it back to coming from the center of us. And then now could you once again lift the legs in the air? And so you're going to kind of move the pelvis so that you have the left leg go toward the right shoulder and then the right leg go toward the left shoulder. And it's not a shoulder stand. You're not lifting to go up there, but it's just lifting, moving the pelvis with the abdominal muscles. And with this, you go right and left. Would you like to try? You can try this if you like, to go right to left without going down. Easy. Maybe just a little bit. And you're breathing. Yes, you can use the arms. And if the head moves and the chest moves, you know, all that's okay. It starts to become a very global movement, doesn't it? It becomes very global. Allow it to be global. It becomes very global movement. Yeah. And you can feel how the hands on the floor can help. You know, there's a little pushing, it's a little rolling. Listen to the body. Knowing which side it leans toward, how you can help it, and then rest. Take that full pause. And now can you bring the left hand onto the right leg? So bring the right leg up and the left hand is on the long right leg, however long it can be. And then can you move so that the leg goes toward the shoulder and then the arm goes toward the hip, but you're keeping, it's like a seesaw kind of motion. That's it. Yeah. So it's not just left and right, but the leg goes toward the right leg goes toward the left shoulder and the left shoulder goes toward the right hip. So the leg will get a little bit longer. So it's not just left and right. It's diagonal. It's up and down, but in a diagonal way. That's it. And rest. And we'll try that once with the other leg. After a little pause. Have you had a good pause? Sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned it. I mentioned it and then you want to go right into it. So let's have the pause. Now it's the pause. Jumping ahead of myself. Now it's the pause. That's it. Yeah. My mentioning what we were going to do next made you also anticipate. And then the anticipation kind of brings you into the next movement. So I'm going to back off my saying that and encourage you to just pause. Nothing's happening right now. And now could you lift the other leg So the left leg, I believe, and the right hand is on the left leg. There we go. Go very easy with this. Feel that it travels across your back. You probably have to keep your head up to do this. I would just keep the head up. Really, you might find that that works better so that you can go from shoulder to hip. And don't worry if you feel like, I don't know if it's exactly happening, but you just give it a go without straining, without hurting yourself, and resting and a pause. I won't mention what we're going to do next, so that we're not anticipating ahead, but enjoy the pause. And just one more movement that you can play with. Play with the idea of it. Can the right hand hold wherever you can hold on the leg toward the right leg on the ankle and the left leg? So legs and arms are in the air and you hold where you can. If you can hold your ankles, fine. If you can't, it might be a little shorter wherever, it's okay. And then gently lift your head, and using these movements through your arms and legs, here's the goal. Don't worry about how you can you draw a circle like a clock on the floor with your back while your arms are holding onto your legs there. So your organization has to do with how you're moving. So your head's up, and how do you pull on one and the other, and how do you do to make, and just do the best you can. It's funny to try to do it and be like, well, I'm not sure if I'm making a circle, but you have the idea there. Just breathe and give it a go. Try it in the other direction. Yeah, that's it. That was fun. And leave all that. That's the last sort of fun movement there. Resting, legs spread, arms on the floor. How's your breath now? How's your awareness of your movement through your abdominals as you breathe? How you have this full active trunk in the front, through the chest and the abdominals, in the back, that it's an alive back. Actively connecting the legs to the shoulders. Actively moving you. All your functioning coming from the center, emanating outward in rays of central power. That's where it comes from. How are your shoulders lying? How is that X from your right shoulder? Do you feel it going across into your left hip and your left shoulder down to your right hip? And where do they cross? Where does the line from your head as it comes down through your back, through the middle, where does the X meet at that line that's going through the middle? And then now, just for fun, before we get up, let's go back to one of the first movements we did, more where the right hand is straight up forward in the air, and then just lower it toward the left pocket. And how's that going? Lifting the shoulder blade and then coming down. Is there any more ease in that than there was? What is your awareness of the shoulder blade lifting and moving, and what moves through your trunk to go toward it? You might even feel something in your left hip softening and wanting to come toward the shoulder, and rest that and try that with the other arm, just to go back to it. Imagine the movements we make with our shoulders and how this is making this available. Even though you could say now it's just your arm moving, how do you feel that connection through your back? You lift the shoulder blade and you go toward the left pocket. Yeah, left pocket and then back. And you lift the shoulder blade, breathing, and you go toward the right pocket. It's your left arm, so it's toward the right pocket, and then back. And then let that rest. And can you move all those wonderful legs and arms now from the center with the head turning on its axis in order to roll to the side and come to sitting. Roll where you fold there. There the shoulders fold. Let the head be down. How was that for sitting up? Whoop. Very much ease I saw in everyone sitting up there. That's it. And take your time to come to standing. You can unmute if you like, but definitely come to standing. It's not required. Let's take that moment to feel in standing. If you feel what you notice, you can mention anything if you like. But how is it standing now? And what is your awareness of your back? Is it like you have an X on your back that says, ooh, I'm going to connect that right back of the hip to the left shoulder, the back left of the hip to the right shoulder, like it's active there. But then with that, it's not that it's arching and pulling, and then you have the front where your breath happens, and that's moving too. So you have two of them active, kind of complementing each other. You know, ooh, a little abdominal contraction, ooh, it kind of opens, and you may go to the back. Feel that, like, let's say you take your hand, let me do this with you, and you just kind of lift, and you kind of go down towards your right hand, towards your left thigh, and then come back. And then your left hand towards your right thigh. Do you feel what happens through the pelvis and the chest and the arm folding? And then return to just letting it, you know, be at your side, not going backwards, but just come back to neutral. Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could go. I see that, Debbie, I see you going backwards. That's an idea. So you could go down right arm to the left thigh, and then a little bit behind you, that and feel, can, where does it switch between flexion and extension? It's one of those things you really have to learn as a baby. It's one of the first things you figure out as a baby when I'm playing, is we go, whoop, when am I flexing? And then they go whoop, to neutral and whoop into extension. We have to know what those two are and which is neutral in order to move, like extension, neutral, flexion. So that's, yeah, don't hurt your back. It can be just the smallest movement, just the littlest flexion. Neutral, where do you feel the switch? It switches and it starts being the slightest extension. Don't go very far, just enough through here and back. And the other arm, left hand toward the right hip. And it's a little folding of the shoulder. You can feel the hips kind of move with it. The head. And then it returns to kind of a neutral here and the slightest amount back. Let's do just a little bit now. I'm just experimenting. Let's see if you can see me. Just moving the camera. So instead of even doing that whole movement, just use it by turning the arm forward. I'm flexing. Neutral, but oh, I'm extending. Just a little bit. Flexing. And the front of the chest, even though the arm's turning like a pancake, like you're turning a pancake. And then the hands out to the side. And then a little back. I might have to record this one by audio. You wouldn't have to look at it when I'm talking, just at the end. It might be interesting to get a little visual. So that it folds in the chest. There. We were playing around with discovering these movements. We don't have to keep that up, and we should get going. But if before that, if anyone has any comment or question, let me know how that feels. How does it feel in standing? Notice how it feels in sitting. How does it feel in walking? I will end with that. Walk and feel if you have a little awareness of your back, because we did that at the beginning, and that's what we'll end with as we're past the time. And I kept thinking of new things to notice. But just take a moment to feel it. Do you feel a little activity?